Blog Talk Radio.
Well, y'all know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Terry Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Way more than friends. What you want me to say?
It ain't my fault that I'm out here
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now I have another very special guest with me today. His name is Timotheus Smart. Now he is a makeup artist, a runway trainer, a producer, and so much more. It's my very big pleasure just to welcome Mr. Timotheus Smart to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we'll get into all of that. Timotheus, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, I want to kind of get into a little bit of everything, and you're doing some amazing work out there, starting with this wonderful awards presentation, and I want you to tell the folks out there a little bit about that. Why don't we start there?
Okay. So it's called the Living Dolls Project, a fashion and awards show. This is something that I came up with about 2 years ago. This year, April 11th, which is the annual show, is my second one. And it all started because I was looking for a doll for my goddaughter. And my goddaughter, who is African-American, and I was looking for a specific Barbie that looked like her. And I couldn't find it. And it seemed like everywhere I tried to look for it, it was like almost like a foreign thing, which I thought was weird, because if my money is good as the next person, then why don't I have a doll that reflects what my goddaughter looks like? So that was something that infuriated me. And I feel like both people that are what you quote-unquote call loudmouth, those are the ones that make the difference. Like, people would call Malcolm X a loudmouth. They would call Reverend Al a loudmouth. They would call Martin Luther King a loudmouth. But those are the people that make the changes. So I felt like I needed to make a statement in having a show that showed inner-city kids that whatever you want to be, whether it's a Barbie that's a doctor, a Barbie that's a veterinarian, a Barbie that's a supermodel, you can be all of those things, and I'm going to put you in the right environment with the right people to make all of those things happen for you. And it has been nothing but a blessing since the inception of this. And I am just so grateful to, you know, have this opportunity to work with so many people, people from far and near, from my hometown of Jersey City all the way out to Atlanta, Georgia, where we have models come from for rehearsing. And it's just an amazing program. And we have this show on April 11th this year in my hometown of Jersey City, New Jersey. And it's very... I don't want to say boot camp because I think that's the wrong word, but I am a very disciplinarian type of teacher, because I don't believe that everything comes very easy to people. I think you have to work for it, and you need to work hard for it. And I don't think that you can truly appreciate a penthouse until you've lived in a basement. So for me, I truly love to work hard, and I love to make people work hard, because you may not like me in the process of it happening, but when you see the end result, you'll truly appreciate everything that I've put into and that I've worked for to make it happen for you. And that's what the Living Dolls Project is all about.
Wow. Well, it sounds quite interesting. Now, listen, I want to kind of go back a little bit. Let's start at the beginning. Now, you're in New Jersey, Jersey City. That's where you're from?
Yeah, that's my hometown.
Wow. Okay. Now, speaking about Jersey City and New Jersey and the East Coast, And the first thing you are, I think, most known for, of course, is makeup and being a runway trainer, and you're putting together shows and all of that. So is there, like, a different style, like being from the Northeast as opposed to being, say, from Midwest and some of the other places you may have traveled to, is does that apply in makeup, like fashion, where you may, you know, depending upon the region that you're in, it may be a little different than maybe in the South or somewhere else?
No, I think it's a universal language. I don't think that it's something that changes because of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that there are some places that kind of, you know, take it a little bit further. I would say if you were to go, say, to...
Europe, maybe, or somewhere.
Oh, my God. If you go to, say, for instance, California, the tanner is crazy over there because the young ladies, they love to look more bronze and they love to look golden. Where if you were to go to more European countries, you know, they like for their skin to look a little more paled out, a little more fair.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it does change up, but I believe that makeup is such a universal language that we all speak. We might speak it a little different, but it's such a common thread throughout of us all because we all want to feel good when we walk outside. And, you know, we love Beyonce and we love I Woke Up Like This, but, you know, that ain't always true. So, you know, makeup is always a nice little help to, you know, get us up and to really push us out the door, and we are really conscious of the way we face the world every day. So just to have a beautiful face, a beautiful lash, a beautiful lip, these are big things, and they're huge deals because when you have a person that walks into your establishment where you do makeup at, they come to you with such concerns. Maybe it's very dark under eye circles, and they're coming to you basically putting their heart out there. And even though you think makeup, you don't think it being that serious, but for these other people, it is that serious. When they have the huge sunglasses on because they're trying to cover up darkness underneath their eyes, or, you know, they're wearing hoods because, you know, their skin, and they may have some sort of acne problem. These are problems that come with you which are realistic problems. And they come to you for you to fix them and to help with them because these do affect the way they face the world every day. So I take my job very seriously when it comes to makeup. I mean, it's not an easy thing to break into, but once you do, and when people feel the sincerity comes from the words that you're speaking to them, they trust you. And then that's when
absolutely
they open up and it allow you to do what it is that you do to help them look the way that they want to.
Got it. Well, listen, we have a whole lot of information to get to with you because you're doing a lot of different wonderful things. And just by kind of introducing the Hair Radio Show fans who have asked for us to get on a makeup expert. So I'm so thrilled. And folks, let me just inform you again. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I have with us Tamesia Smart, who is just doing some extraordinary things out there with, you know, in terms of makeup artistry, and amongst other things, of course. Now, Tamesia, I also want you to kind of walk us through, you know, some of the big makeup questions that are out there, one of which happens to be, like, what's trending now? For women of color, or for just about anybody, what's one of the big, you know, most requested types of things that you're hearing these days?
The largest trend right now is the dark matte lip. I mean, anywhere you go, you see beautiful women like Rihanna, Iman, Janet Jackson, Beyonce. They all have embraced this dark matte lip, and it's such a classic statement. It is a statement that some people are a little afraid of. However, I do think
why are they afraid?
Because especially for African American women, there has been such a stigma put on dark lips, which I think is absolutely crazy that you can't wear a dark lip if you're of a deeper skin tone. That's absolutely crazy and absolutely false.
Wow.
You can wear whatever it is that you want to. And as long as you have the confidence to pull it off and to make sure that it fits your skin tone and that it fits your personality, why not?
Wow.
Why not?
So you mean to tell me that there is that, you know, certain psychology or whatever it is that is included in you know in lipstick and makeup as well. I mean, Wow. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Very interesting. Wow. So that's the dark matte lip you were talking about.
Absolutely. If you were to go to any of, like, your local retailers, like, say, for instance, like a MAC Cosmetics, like the color Sin, Diva, Cyber, Rebel, those are all colors that are, like, heavily requested. And you see all over the red carpets, you just saw tons of that on the Oscars on Sunday and the Golden Globes a few weeks back. So this is a trend, and I don't think it's going away, not even transcending into the springtime. I don't think it's going away at all.
Wow. Well, what are some of the other things that are out there that, you know, is this something that's easy for women to kind of put together this when they do this dark matte lip? Like, in other words, and folks out there, if you know what we're going to do, we're going to set up a wonderful fan page for Tamefia Smart right at hairradio.com. And Tamefia, we're going to include a video of how to apply this dark matte lip. How's that?
So there is actually a beautiful young makeup artist that I follow on YouTube by the name of Johanna Ortega, and she has this video of how to apply a beautiful matte lip. Some quote call it the vamp lip. So the best way to start is with a lip primer, because you just want to make sure that the lip texture is kind of smoothed out and you don't have anything that would make it look unappealing. So you would start out with a basic lip primer, then you take a lip liner, a deep lip liner that works with the lip color that you're going to apply. Line your lips very, very cleanly and very sharp. I would say this would probably be the time where you would take your time and not rush and do anything. You definitely want to make sure you get the line very precise. If you want to make your lip appear fuller, you go on the rim or the outside of your lip, natural lip line. But if you want to keep your lip the same shape and size that it is, just stay within your natural lip line. Then you go on top of that with a lipstick, and then make sure you have a lip brush so that you can kind of blend the lipstick in with the lip liner so that there is no separation between the two. And just make sure you carry that lipstick and that lip liner with you throughout the day, so that it doesn't, you know, fade on you, and then you're stuck with your natural lip color coming through the lipstick, which might not look that great. So you want to make sure that you keep your products with you so you can touch it up throughout the day. And that's like the easiest, quickest way to achieve that look.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, thank you so much, Tamefia, for sharing. And we're going to let the folks out there who are tuned in right now, you can send in your questions for Tamefia to Hair Radio. So if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can use the hashtag HairRadio20, H-A-I-R-A-D-I-O, 20, and let us know what your question is or what you think, and we'll be more than happy to get that connected to Tamefia and have him to share with you. You know, what you need to do or what steps it is, or he'll point you in the right direction. Now, tell us about some of the other types of shows that you've done and some of the other wonderful things that you're out there doing, Tamefia.
Well, I started this journey at the age of 8. So this is something that has been in my blood.
The age of 8?
The age of 8. I did my very first fashion show at the age of 8 at my grammar school here in Jersey City, PS14.
Wow.
And when I got out there and I did my thing and I felt that roar of the audience and the crowd and my parents,
that was it, right?
I was hooked. You couldn't get me off of it. And I'm a strong believer that gifts are yours to give away. It's not for you to hold on to. And I've always felt that even as a kid that I wanted to show people how to do this. And I know that that's kind of opposite to what is on trend, because, you know, a lot of people like to get their gift, keep it to themselves, but they don't like to share it. And I feel like that defeats the purpose of the gift. So I've always believed that I'm the vessel. I'm not the gift. I'm just the person that was given the gift, and I'm just the vessel that it sits inside. And I got so used to, you know, being on the stage with things I wanted to do and I wanted to do more of. But I was never blind to the fact that I was still a shorter guy, so I knew that that would be a hindrance for me in some situations when it came to runway. So when I was 25, my mentor, who has since passed, the late great Angel Claudio, entered me into the John Blassingame International Model of the Year competition. This competition was the launching pad for international models like Deborah Shaw and the first supermodel, full-figured supermodel, Sharon Quinn. So I was stepping into a realm that I was extremely scared to be in, and I didn't know if I necessarily fit in that realm. So I went and I auditioned, and I got in, gratefully, but then the big challenge came was to try to win this thing. And I felt like I was a dark horse in this situation.
And now just mainly because you felt that you were not tall enough?
I was tall enough. I wasn't tall enough because I was African-American. I was looking at it from a very young eyes where I was still very green with it. And at the end of the night, when they call out the winner, they called my name, and it changed my life. It absolutely changed my life. I was afforded the opportunity to travel to Paris, which was one of the prizes for winning the show, and I went to Paris, France, and it allowed me to see so many different things. And I went to while I was out there for a week, I went to the Louvre. And I saw the Statue of David, and I saw the original Mona Lisa, and it changed the way I viewed art. And when I came back to the States, I sat down with my mentor, and I told them, whatever I felt there, I need to do here. And I felt that makeup artist thing in me that had been kind of under the radar before. I felt like it really came out once I went to Paris. And when we came back, we set up this game plan to meet up with some friends of his. I'm Cassine Johnson, who was and is my only makeup teacher that I've ever had. He was working with Whitney Houston and Faith Evans and Shirley Caesar at the time. And he took me under his wing, and he taught me everything from A to Z. And that was the launch of what I'm doing now, and it branched off into everything that, you know, has been such a signature for me to this day.
Well, I love the fact that you talk about getting that inspiration in Paris. It just reminds me, I've been to Paris a few times as well, and I absolutely love it. It is the mecca of creativity. And
absolutely.
I seem to, yeah, and I remember where the Louvre was. They used to have down in the subway, they used to have like statues and all kinds of artwork in the at the subway stop.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, at Trocadero was this stop on the metro. I still remember. It's been a while. So just wonderful, wonderful stuff. And I'm so glad you're able to get that kind of inspiration that you needed to and bring back and push you forward with the things that you're doing and accomplishing. Well, folks, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and we've really been chatting with Timotheus Smart, who is a makeup artist. He's a runway trainer. He produces shows. He's doing so much. And Timotheus, you're still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Now, you're having a show that we did talk about coming up on April 11th. Saturday, April 11, 2015. I want you to talk a little bit about some of the honorees for this particular event.
Okay. So the five people that I chose for the awards that we're giving out that night are people that, one, have influenced and they bring about a change. And they're unsung. I think there's so many people that are pushed to the forefront, but they forget about those people that are behind that are just as talented and just as great. And that's what I wanted to do. If I could rename this award, it would probably be the Unsung Heroes Award. And it's for those people that have that longevity in this business, that have proven themselves, that have resumes just as long and extensive as the next one, but may not be as pushed into the spotlight as others. So my first honoree is Tondo Cavalli, who you and I both know, amazing lock master, just an amazing guy, a beautiful spirited stylist that has worked with so many people. And I feel, really feel like this is his time, not just for myself,
absolutely.
But just in life. I feel like this is just his time to really shine. And with the resurgence of everyone cutting all of the processes out of their hair and they're going natural and they're locking, oh, this is truly his time to shine. And I feel like this time is for him to stand in the spotlight that he has rightfully earned. And I love his spirit. And he was the absolute first honoree that I had in my mind when I was even thinking of who were we going to honor this year. He was the first one. And then,
well, it sounds like it's his time and yours, but you go ahead. I love it.
then we have London Jules, who is a celebrity makeup artist, extremely talented, has worked with the likes of SWV and countless other people, published, started from the same way that I did at MAC Cosmetics, and he was actually a manager when I first started at MAC Cosmetics back in 2002 when I was just freelancing for the company. And he has since grown into this amazing, talented artist, highly requested, works with so many hair care brands.
We'll have to get him on the show. Wow.
Oh, I think you should. I mean, I think he is, like, if you see some of the hair ads for tons of the hair extension ads, that's his makeup work on there. And a lot of people don't know that. So he was one of those unsung guys that people didn't really recognize as much as others. So I felt like he needed that, and he deserved that. And then that Kyle Bullock from out of Philly, really good. And I'm talking about a really beautiful spirited guy, a master barberist, amazing colorist. And I met him a few years back on a photo shoot, and we clicked right away, and then I Googled him to find out other things about him, and I'm like, wow, like, this guy is, like, the business.
Well, Kyle, KB, has been, he's been part of our hair radio tour. We did a Road to Healthy Hair workshop tour, and Kyle, KB, you guys out there remember, he's one of the master barbers out there who was doing some amazing work, and we certainly shout out to them. So you've got some great honorees, obviously. So we are really excited and support each and every one of them and wish you nothing but success. So that's coming up on Saturday, April 11th. How would folks get tickets, or how do they, you know, how does that work so we could get our listeners into this event?
Okay, so for information on tickets and vending and any other questions about the Living Dolls Project, you can always email me directly at beautybytim@yahoo.com. I also have a Facebook page completely dedicated to the Living Dolls Project, and it is just that, The Living Dolls Project. And you can go on there at any time. It's an open group so that you can see all that we're doing. We actually just finished doing a gloves and hat drive, where we gave to a couple of women's shelters here in Jersey City, and we actually stood out in Journal Square, like one of those fast-paced areas, transportation areas, and we just gave out hats and gloves to all of these people that were in need, homeless, and we just wanted to be a blessing to people because it's a blessing to be a blessing, and it's just something that we need to do more of. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to get on the runway and to make people's hearts feel good with all this entertainment. But when you leave all of that and you face the real world, there's a lot of people that are in far worse situations than you will ever be. So if I could do something, or if the people that I work with, if we could do something as easy as making sure your head is covered if you're outside, if your hands are warm when you're outside, if we give you a scarf and your neck is warm, I feel like we're doing something. We're making a difference in some way, shape, or form. And if everybody thought like that, we would be living in a very different world.
Natasha, I have to say, you have just said it all on that note. Well, listen, I have to just take a moment to thank you so very much for coming and talking and sharing with us today. I also want to let folks know that we're going to have you back, and we're going to insist that you, you know, make some makeup contributions to this broadcast and keep the folks out there.
I would absolutely love it.
We'd love to have you back. So before we go, did you have any final thoughts or any words of encouragement or inspiration that you'd like to share today?
I just want to say that I come from a very religious family with a mom that is a pastor and my dad who actually pastored too, and he actually passed away a few years ago. They taught me the value of working hard and things not coming to you easy. We lived with rats. We lived with roaches. We lived with all of those things, but my beginning does not determine my end. And I am in a different space in time and in life right now. And whatever your beginning is, it doesn't have to be your end. So I say stick in there and fight the good fight, because if this is your dream and this is what you want to do, never let small circumstances deter you from the bigger picture. And I think that's the best advice I can give anybody in any venue in life.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Digital downloads of your favorite episodes of Hairpreneurs are available for just $4.99 at hairradio.com's website store. Buy your own audio download and get the tips to help you build your hair business.
There's a well-known saying, home is where the heart is, and not just your heart, but your hair. Home Hair Solutions is an all-organic styling and conditioning product line that's available at SalonNiquelle.com. The HOME in Home Hair Solutions is an acronym. H is for hydration, O is for oil, M is for moisture, and E is for earth. It doesn't get much better than that. A complete line of cleansers and hair mounds that will keep your hair looking great and you feeling great about what you're using in your hair. Home Hair Solutions is the answer. Go to SalonNiquelle.com for more details. That's S-A-L-O-N, N like Nancy, I-Q-U-E-L.com.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that, you know, talking about beauty icons would be such a great thing, and people wanted to hear, like, what did I think? And, you know, so what I did was I said I wanted to do a little spin on it. I wanted to recognize the not just the beautiful women, but the beautiful men of this world as well. And it took me a while to get this list compiled down to 10 amazing men.
and from very diverse backgrounds, from different points in life and in years and careers. And, you know, we just wanted to find that quintessential list. And if you don't agree with the list, I have no problem listening to you and you telling me, oh, well, you forgot this one or you forgot that one. But I will say I think I covered it very, very well. I did lots of research on different lists that have been compiled by, like, the likes of Time Magazine and People Magazine and different periodicals that, you know, traveled really, really far back to some of the screen gods of yesteryear, and then some of the pioneers in male beauty of today. So the list is very diverse, and I think that you guys are really going to enjoy it. And I think for some of you, it's going to take you back and make you think, and then you're going to say, oh, my God, yeah, he was a beautiful man. So so I think that we are ready to start. Are you guys ready?
Oh, we are.
Yes.
So excited. All right.
So, like I said before, this list, it might be a little interesting, but I'm pretty sure you guys will agree. So the very first list of our male beauty icons has been referred to in so many different lights as one of the greatest actors of all time, and his name is Mr. Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando is an American actor, film director, and activist. He is hailed for bringing gripping realism to his roles, and he is widely considered as one of the greatest American actors of all time. He won two Academy Awards. One was for On the Waterfront in 1954, and then, of course, his iconic role in 1972 as The Godfather.
Oh, that's right. Now, he was also the Streetcar Named Desire, right?
But he didn't win an Academy Award for that one,
though. Oh, okay. Wow. And that's his most famous role, I think.
Yeah, and he actually was nominated for 8 Academy Awards. So he's probably nominated for that. He is the most nominated actor of all time. And I'm sure to take a couple of pictures of him, but that really to get you why I consider being the most attractive man of all time. So
I can relate to Marlon.
I looked at photos of him, and I would say that's a title very well earned. The first thing that I kept looking at was this boyish, devilish grin. So I'm pretty sure he was not. I don't think that he was a playboy, but if he was, I think he would have every right to be.
Well, I'll tell you, do you remember, like, all that I can remember, I know, certainly knew of him during his life and when I was a little boy, but I remember Marlon Brando as Superman's dad. That's how I remember Marlon Brando. Yeah, he played Superman's dad in the original Superman movie, and he was the father. And we also remember him being a close friend to Michael Jackson. So he got a lot of press. Michael Jackson was very close to the family. And so we certainly remember a whole lot about Marlon Brando towards the end of his life. And so just amazing. So I can understand why he is a good choice. It may not be all about so much about exterior beauty, and that's always in the eye of the beholder, but he has led, you know, he had an extraordinary motion picture career, and that was just, you know, so impactful and went way beyond the motion pictures. So good choice.
I think it was a good choice. Yeah, as I was researching some photos of him, I noticed that he did, in his younger days, have like a very structured, almost model-esque type face. So there was definitely some qualities that would be very eye-catching. And I knew of Marlon Brando and knew of his work, but these earlier pictures really grabbed my attention. So I would say that he does deserve to be on this list. And one of the features that I noticed about him is that his eyes are actually downturned in the corners, which people consider like a puppy dog eyes. And I read that that was one of the features that, you know, women found really attractive in him was his eyes. And there was a quote from an actress, so I don't want to say her name, that said that he had the type of eyes that would make you do anything that he wanted. And so I'm going to go have surgery so I can have those type of eyes too.
we think you already have great eyes. You don't need to do that, right?
Well, we'll think about that. But I'm so glad to add Mr. Marlon Brando to this list. And movie actor to grace this list is the iconic forever teenager, Mr. James Dean. James Byron Dean is an American actor, and he is most known for his role in Rebel Without a Cause. In which he was this rebellious teenager. And now, looking at photos of him, I just saw if he was to be in this day and age, he would completely be a model because his face, he just had that structure that he had very full lips as well and almost pouty lips. And like I said, those features were so distinct and very good hair, too. I noticed that a lot. He had very good hair, and actually, he was what I would consider the Brad Pitt of those days. When I saw these pictures of him, because he did die at a very young age, so he is basically forever immortalized as being young, and he just had this beauty about him that was so striking, and even intimidating, because sometimes you have to step back and say, wow. Even if you're secure in who you are, you have to say, well, maybe I need to step my game up the way this brother looks.
Such an extraordinary, even his acting ability and what he, the way he appeared on screen kind of channeled certain angst in his portrayals and depictions of the characters he played. He was someone who, like you mentioned, he died way before his time, and I think he co-starred with Elizabeth Taylor, and I've seen a movie or two of his. There were so many rumors and so many different things. I think that when he passed away, when he died, I think that all of that just takes on a whole new level of interest in folks. And out in Hollywood, they have nothing but these wonderful, iconic folks that you are talking about, like James Dean, because there's such a mysterious mystery that an aura of mystery, I should say, that surrounds these folks in death as they have lived. So just great choice. Wow, you really go back. Old Hollywood.
Yes, he had great lips also, just like Brando. I like the lips, yes.
Okay, Pearl Walker. Let's make it clear that came from Pearl Walker. All right, Demetrius, good choice.
So I'm going to jump to what some people have considered, and many have considered the first black sex symbol of all time, and he is the legendary Mr. Harry Belafonte. Now, Harry Belafonte is a singer, songwriter, actor, and social activist. If you look at photos of Mr. Belafonte in his youth, you would see such a striking man, hazel green eyes, beautiful skin, amazing teeth, just classic, and so many Hollywood producers were almost afraid to use him in films because they felt like if he was the co-star that he would actually outshine the actual star because he was just that good looking. And
just even in his later days, still kept that air of
Well, he's still around with us for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And just the swagger and class. I mean, we don't see him much now, but, I mean, just this swagger and this class about him that is just so attracting, and it just draws your eyes to him, and you just wind up staring.
Exactly.
I mean, if you look at these, if you do some Google search on photos of him from his earlier days, you would just, like, I mean, gorgeous black man. I mean, gorgeous.
Well, Harry Belafonte, as you pointed out, was and has been just on our scene of the entertainment landscape for many, 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 many years. And like you said, being one of the first male sex symbols for our community, and beyond that, being such a voice for, you know, political, you know, concerns, he's had a long-lasting and indelible mark on our community and the world for that much. But I also know Harry Belafonte, a great family man. We even remember, Pearl Walker, you may remember, he, one of his daughters was even acting. I wonder what happened as well. I want to say Heather, but I'm not sure. So Sherry Belafonte Harper, I think it was. And so he really just put those genes out there, believe me. So good stuff. Just a beautiful person inside and out, obviously. Good choice. Wow, you really, you're going back. You're going back to Methia Smart.
Well, these first five men that I selected, I consider them classic. And then the last five will be what I consider more new school. And so number four. I don't think would be a surprise to anyone. He is referred to as the king of rock and roll. It is Mr. Elvis Aaron Presley. Elvis Presley is he is one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century. Like I said, he is often referred to as the king of rock and roll or simply the king. And I would say in his younger days, I can't claim to be an Elvis Presley fan, but I would have to say those moves in some of his younger movies, Mr. Presley would definitely make you a fan. He had these beautiful piercing brown eyes, this lip snarling curl that he used in lots of his photos where his top lip kind of did this interesting thing, but it drew your attention in.
Oh, and, the quivering, the quiver, the famous lip quiver.
And he took so many photos like that, but he just had this, I want to say dreamboat kind of thing about him, and I understood why he had so many women names attached to his. Because he definitely was a playboy in his heydays, and he was an icon that we did lose too soon because we lost him before he even turned 50 years old. So
that's right.
You know,
well, Elvis had lived an extraordinary life. He was one of the biggest names in rock and roll music in the world, and a lot of what Elvis said, yes, there were a lot of controversial ways that folks in our community looked at Elvis for different things. But I have to say, because it's believed in part that a lot of the music that he did was kind of pulled from, you know, inspired by people of color. And so that was one argument. We heard all kind of rumors swarming around about Elvis, you know, supposedly thinking that folks could just buy shoes and buy tickets. We've heard so many different things. We don't really know what to believe. But the one thing I can honestly say is that I actually agree with your choice. I think that what Elvis did for entertainment was wonderful. And he broke a whole bunch of barriers, and he inspired an entire movement and generation. And the only person I think to exceed Elvis Presley, and we'll talk about that in another segment, but I think there's only been one person to exceed him when it comes to generating money and death in terms of entertainers. So good choice. You know, Elvis, and Elvis also, you know, was a serviceman, so we also want to acknowledge that. And very interesting. Wow, you really have gone back. Each choice
and also,
is amazing.
You know, he's buried at Graceland, which was the mansion where he lived, and it's on Elvis Presley Boulevard, which is also Highway 51.
Now, isn't
and
that
it's
in
about
your town,
a mile
Pearl
and a
Walker?
Half. Yeah. Right here, it's it's a mile and a half up the street from my salon. And actually, I have a neighbor who relocated here from Wisconsin, and she's a big Elvis fan. You all would just be amazed at the following that he still has in 2015. She has a life-size mannequin in a case in her living room with an Elvis costume on it. Jewelry, the gold chains that she got from Elvis's jeweler, and it's just an amazing following that he still has. I don't know if you all know it or not, but Graceland is the second most visited home in the United States after the White House. It's just an amazing
That's
left on society and
now,
the world.
Graceland
and
is right there where you are. Is that correct, Pearl?
Right up the street from my salon, yes.
Do you see the buses riding past your shop?
Yes, and the tourists, and this is every day. And then we're inundated.
We're going to have you to fess up. How many times have you been to Graceland?
I've never been to Graceland, Pearl. I'm going to go. Since you
okay, because we think you've been there a few times, Pearl. We think you've been there a few times.
But there's an area around the mansion, and I've visited those other, you know, some of the other tourist spots around the mansion. But I've never been in Graceland. And about Elvis's hair, I have to share this. Elvis was a natural blonde to meet the years, but he dyed his hair black.
Really?
I've never even heard of anybody doing that.
I never knew that.
He was a natural blonde. He was in the movie Love Me Tender. He was blonde in that movie.
Oh. Then that was his own hair?
That was his own hair.
We'll have to check that out. Wow. And that's a great song. Who can forget Love Me Tender? Well, listen, folks, if you have just joined us, you, of course, are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line today, my wonderful co-host, Ms. Pearl Walker, of course, and our Wednesday contributor to the Hair Radio Morning Show. He is the makeup czar, as far as I'm concerned. His name is Demetrius Smart, and you guys know him. He's with us each week, and you've got your own fan base, Demetrius. You really do, and they chime in every week to listen to you right here, so I want to pass that along to you. And just it's such great, wonderful honor to have you with us again this morning
on the show.
Yes. Now, today you're counting down the male icons. And so I'll let you continue. This sounds wonderful.
Okay. So the last icon of the classic era, this one was a bit of a stretch, but I feel comfortable with this one, and he is considered as the first ever Latin heartthrob, and his stage name was known as Ricky Ricardo, but professionally he is known as Mr. Desi Arnaz. Desi Arnaz was the husband of the late Lucille Ball, and he was a popular singer, dancer, club performer, and if you were to look at videos of him, because actually when he originally started doing the I Love Lucy, he was already in his 40s. So if you were to see videos and photos of him while he was in his 20s, you would see a man that easily rivals any silver screen god at the time. He was another actor with really good hair, an amazing smile, that Cuban flavor that had that spice to it. So he had the look of a classic movie actor. However, he had that Cuban flavor that just set him apart from anybody else during his time. And him and his wife, the comedic legend, Lucille Ball, actually caused a little bit of controversy because at that time, a lot of people considered their marriage a mixed marriage because her being a Caucasian woman and him being of Cuban descent. And, you know, to see the two of them on screen together, I don't think you could honestly appreciate one without the other. They truly played off of each other in a magnificent way. Their show, I Love Lucy, plays every day somewhere in the world since both of them have passed away. So it just goes to show that this man's influence has still gone on way after his time. I've heard in an interview that Ricky Martin and even Enrique Iglesias referenced Desi Arnaz as an inspiration to them.
Well, you know what? I think that is an amazing choice, and particularly for me, I love that. I think that Desi Arnaz, I would have never expected him to make your list, but I can still see why. Desi Arnaz was someone who made such an impact in the entertainment world. Going back to what you said, it is reported that the networks did not want Lucille Ball to have Desi as her husband because of that so-called mixed marriage. And it's always been alleged that he was, so they wanted to cast someone else, someone who was not of Cuban descent as her husband. But Lucille stood her ground, and not only that, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz formed Desi Lu Productions, which went on to produce so many other shows like Gomer Pyle and so many other TV shows that we know today. But the biggest contribution to all of entertainment and to television specifically is that Desi Arnaz, and this is something I don't have to go on the internet, I remember this and know this in my head, Desi Arnaz created something called, they created the sitcom, if you will. They created it in this way. Until they did what they did, they only knew of using one camera. So Desi Arnaz created this thing where they use three cameras. So to this day, we use three cameras to record a TV program. Three cameras. That format, that's what was created by Desi Arnaz. And so, yes, Lucille Ball went on. They stayed together for quite a while. Lucille went on and she married someone else, and Desi, you know, they lived a good little while, and they were big folks from Beverly Hills. They lived in Beverly Hills, I seem to recall. And I happened to be in Los Angeles back in the 90s when Lucille Ball passed away. I was at the Arsenio Hall show, and they flashed on the monitor that Lucille had passed away that day. You know, at that moment when we were in the audience, I was sitting in a dog pound in the old days. We were on his show, and they showed it on a monitor that she had passed away. So I went back to Hollywood Boulevard after Arsenio's show wrapped at Paramount Studios at that time. And on Hollywood Boulevard was Lucille Ball's star. And her star was located in front of Frederick Gastulis, in front of Frederick's of Hollywood. And so, and I remember, and on her star, they placed the big wreath stand and all of that. With and fans started to leave things, and I saw that there when I came back to Hollywood Boulevard. So I will never forget that. And we love Lucy, to put it mildly, and we love Desi Arnaz, and he is an amazing choice. His son, Desi Arnaz Jr., is still going strong, and so is their daughter out there. So they're doing some great things. The great Lucille, I think, Lucy Arnaz. So great, great choice, you know, and such personal memories for all of us. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, guys. So we're going to jump into those top five men: Marlon Brando, James Dean,
great classic choices. Wow,
Harry
Belafonte,
Elvis Presley, and Desi Arnaz are what we consider our classic male beauty icons. But now we're going to bring
it
to the new.
What I tell you what. Why don't we do that? It's a perfect time for us to take our music break, give you a chance to grab your coffee, and when you come back on the other side of this music break, I think it'll be perfect time to go into your, I guess, your contemporary side of the list.
Absolutely.
How's that?
Great.
All right, folks. Well, listen, we are going to take just a quick music break. Won't take very long at all. And when we come back, we're going to have some more of this wonderful list of your iconic folks. And then don't forget, we have got to, we've also got to get the update on what happened at your show, the Living Doll Show. So stay with us, folks. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show featuring, starring Tamethia Smart coming up after this music break. Stay with us.
Open, I gave you something I gave nobody else. Let me to me. You had just what I needed. Now I see the game. God's been dragging my name. You put on the show. Kept the music slow. Got all up in my ear. Same things that I love this year. Tears came to my eyes, but I'm not gonna cry. Everything that you ever said turned out to be all lies.
Bye.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is about 7:35 in the morning on Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. We are so excited to have with us, of course, my wonderful co-host, Ms. Pearl Walker, and Mr. Timotheus Smart. You guys know if it's Wednesday, it is time for Timotheus. All right. So you are the makeup star, Timotheus, and again, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now you, yes, good morning. Now, you have already put together an extraordinary list of male icons, classic male icons so far. So right before we went to the music break, it sounds like you're about to get into, well, you're continuing with your list, but I think you have some contemporary folks, if I'm not mistaken. Take it away.
Yes, so just a brief recap of our classics. Were Mr. Marlon Brando, James Dean, Harry Belafonte, Elvis Presley, and Desi Arnaz. So
wow.
Our number six meets us somewhere in the middle of the classics and the new school. And he is what I would consider one of the smoothest men I have ever seen float across the screen. He stole our hearts in Mahogany and Lady Sings the Blues. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Billy Dee Williams.
Woo-hoo!
Wow.
This
Billy
is Mr.
Dee.
And I'm going to age myself right now, but this is Mr. Colt 45 from back in the days when he was just modeling and then going into acting. And he is a man that his influence, his class, his sophistication has gone from back in those days to present day. Mr. Williams is always referred to as a classic, not just a classic actor, but just a class act altogether. You've never heard anything about him being disrespectful or mean or nasty, but he just always carries this air of sophistication, this air of class, this air of just a beautiful man. And to see him on screen with the legend, the boss, Miss Diana Ross, in Lady Sings in Mahogany, and I love that ending scene of Mahogany when Diana, Billy Dee is on stage and he's talking about being a councilman, and Diana Ross screams out, "I want my old man back!" And I loved it. And I love the chemistry that the two of them share on the screen. And it's something that, you know, just truly, she pushed him to be his absolute best. And I don't feel this list would have been complete without making sure that this man was on this list. And he meets you in the middle of the classics and the contemporaries because he does carry that air of class and sophistication. And I absolutely love Billy Dee Williams.
Well, Billy Dee is all that you said. And I think your favorite line is that. My favorite line is, "Do you want my hand to fall off?" I don't remember which movie it was in. And I just remember that line stayed with me. "Do you want my hand to fall off?" I'm sorry. So, you know, we had to do our little acting this morning. But great choice. We also remember Billy Dee for being one of the very first African-Americans to be featured in a starring role on the late-night soap scene. He was in Dynasty. So when we look at these wonderful black characters that are in this hit TV nighttime melodrama soap, now called the Empire, they have to pay tribute to the great Diane Carroll, who was on your female list, of course, and to Billy Dee Williams, who both starred in the iconic TV series Dynasty. So we are very excited to acknowledge that this morning. So great, great choice. And he's also a great painter in his own personal spare time. He's an amazing artist, and so in every which way. So great choice.
Okay. So we're going to jump down to a man that we lost much, much too soon. And some people thought that he would actually go in the route of his father and actually one day become president. And we're talking about the Prince of Camelot, John F. Kennedy Jr. John F. Kennedy Jr. Was a free spirit, and he never let the legacy of his family boggle him down into be something that he wasn't. He wanted to run his own company. He skated around Central Park with his shirt off, and he was the pea prince, like Princess Diana was the people's princess. John F. Kennedy Jr. was known as the people's prince, and he was very personable. He started a magazine, a very short-lived magazine called George, and I remember the very first issue where they had the supermodel Cindy Crawford dressed like George Washington on the front of the cover. And he wanted to give a political view from a younger person's standpoint. And, you know, coming from such an iconic family during an iconic time in our history, one of the most classic photos of him is him as a young boy when he was saluting his father's casket that was being horse-drawn by. And we lost him at such a young age. He had just gotten married, and there were so many things in his future. And he was actually one of the first political, well, the only political figure ever to be known on the People magazine as the sexiest man alive. And I believe that was 1989. And, you know, he will sorely be missed. I mean, that was a man that I feel never got the chance to actually shine to his fullest potential. But we know that he's beyond the stars right now. And just the legacy that he left behind, I feel like his mother and his father would clearly be proud of the work that he did. And, you know, just to see photos of him just, he would skate around with these gym shorts and his rollerblades and no shirt through Central Park, and people would say, oh, my God, is that John F. Kennedy Jr.? He just made himself so accessible to everyone else. He lived on the Upper East Side, had a beautiful wife, and, you know, just an all-around beautiful man.
Absolutely, and, of course, they died tragically in that plane crash. But I'll tell you something about the wonderful family and legacy that he was so much a part of, and creating that. The political magazine George was popular at the time, and I seem to remember that, and not just the wonderful John, but also his sister, who's still doing amazing work in the way of education and so much more here in New York. And for the country, I think she's one of the you know, one of the ambassadors for America. So we are so excited, and such a political dynamo, their entire family. You know, you don't go into too many circles when you talk about politics and family dynasties that the Kennedys' names are not mentioned. Or the Kennedy name rather is not mentioned. So we are so happy that I think you made a really good choice. Interesting, very interesting.
And he was truly a genuine young man. I have a cousin who attended Brown University with him, along with Rhonda Ross at that same time, and he had nothing but good things to say about JFK Jr. They actually lived in the same dormitory. Their rooms were down the hall from each other, and he was just an awesome young man, definitely.
All right. Interesting.
So, yes, I didn't feel like I could complete this list without him. And you're going to jump into number eight. This is one man in the same vein of Billy Dee Williams. I clearly could not have this list without his name on it. And I think everybody knows who he is, Mr. Denzel Washington. So, Denzel Washington
right.
is two-time Academy Award winner for Glory and Training Day. I love Denzel Washington and Glory, but I honestly feel, and I'm going to make this statement right now,
I feel that he was completely jerked of winning the Oscar for Malcolm X. He was amazing in that movie. Clearly amazing in that movie. Denzel Washington is the first African-American to ever be called the sexiest man alive on People magazine, and still to this date, the only African-American man to ever win that title. Denzel, the world over, has been known not just for his acting abilities, but clearly for his good looks. I don't know, there was a show long time ago, and I'm aging myself again, where he played a doctor, and I believe it was St. Elmo's Fire.
No,
St.
Elsewhere was the
Saint
TV
Elsewhere.
Show where he was a doctor.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. And I had seen it on Nick at Night, that shows my age again.
well, it really shows my age if I actually know all these. These are factoids that I recall all these factoids off the top of my head because I remember them all so well. So very interesting. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, the only connection I have to Denzel was that I remember at the airline at TWA when I was in reservations out in Los Angeles, and he was he would frequently travel to Europe, and I remember seeing the reservation that he had in our system. I didn't talk to him, but I guess he had called and had booked flights with other reps, and it showed that he has a big family apparently. And he was taking everybody to Paris, first class on TWA. So I remember looking at his reservation years ago. Yes, a lot of kids. I do remember seeing that. I don't remember all their names and all of that stuff. But yeah, he's a good choice. He's had such a big impact on us acting-wise. The only other actor I think comes close, but I'm not going to say. I'm going to let you go through your list first. We'll come back. If he's not on your list, we're going to raise sand. And you don't know, the only person I think that should be on that list, I'm not going to say anymore, so I'll let you continue. I love your list. Great job.
Okay, so we're going to jump down to number 9. And number 9 is another one I don't think if I was putting this list together, he would ever be excluded. And he is Mr. Brad Pitt.
Wow.
Brad Pitt, actor and humanitarian. One of my favorite Brad Pitt's movie of all time is Interview with a Vampire and Legends of the Fall. I thought that he was amazing in both of those movies. He was typecast in the beginning of his career, that everyone just wanted him to do like the handsome sidekick. But he wanted to push all of that to the side, and he wanted to be taken as a serious dramatic actor. I mean, I know that everybody remembers him in Thelma and Louise in his younger days, and that was his very first role on film was in Thelma and Louise. And to see him now as a father and a humanitarian and an actor, and he was actually one of the producers of the Academy Award-winning movie 12 Years a Slave. And Brad Pitt just continues to be an amazing man, even well now into, I believe he just turned 47, and
maybe a few years ago.
Oh, my
God. He's past that point now.
Well,
I think he's about 50 at least.
Well, when I researched, I saw 47, so I'm going to say
No. He's timeless.
He was born December 18th, 1963. That makes him 51.
Ooh. No, well, 63, that would actually, that would make him about 51 at least, Well,
okay,
I knew he was older than 47.
Well,
he's looking great, though.
No, but he looks, actually looks that age. He looks much younger than that. So, you know, his wife, Angelina Jolie, of course, we have the great, friend to the show, David Babai, has the stylist for Brad Pitt. He's done, Brad Pitt is his, one of his clients, and Angelina Jolie as well. And you guys know David Babaji. He's on our show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So very good. Oh, yeah.
And,
well, we have nothing
Brad
but the top
also,
stars here.
And Brad was also the first actor to ever be awarded the People's Sexiest Man Alive twice. So
really?
Yes, the very first actor to ever receive that award twice. So congratulations to Mr. Brad Pitt. And I would definitely have to say that he is one of my favorites. I absolutely loved him in Interview with a Vampire. I actually saw that movie in the movie theaters. And I haven't been in the movie theater in years. But I do remember wanting to see that movie, and he was just magnetic on screen. So he's one of those that was a no-brainer for this list. Now, the last two, a stretch. But I just want you guys to hear me out.
Okay.
And then you tell me what you think. Now, this man in Soap Opera's Digest was awarded the title as the sexiest soap opera actor of all time. And we are talking about Mr. Shamar Moore. Now, Mr. Shamar Moore, I would say, is a very beautiful man, very structured face, piercing eyes, beautiful body. I would say that he clearly deserves that title. I don't watch soap operas often, but when I have seen them, he is one that I probably would want to see on screen. I would say that he does evoke the maybe the younger days of, say, Mr. Billy Dee Williams, and I think that he is a surprise on this list. I hope not too much of a surprise, but I do believe that he embodies such a confidence and such a swagger that, you know, lots of viewers of The Young and the Restless couldn't help but vote him to be the sexiest soap opera actor of all time. But I would love to hear your opinion on this.
Well, I love Shamar Moore. I've actually fallen in love with him again as I have become a fan of Criminal Minds last year. He's known for his good looks, and it was always a question over the years actually whether he was a good actor or not. Maybe he was just enjoying his success because of his looks. But I tell you, on Criminal Minds, I love his character, Derek Morgan, and he has earned the right to be considered as a sex symbol as well as a great actor. I like Shamar Moore.
Wow. Well, interesting choice. I like Shamar Moore, too, generally speaking. And if you're talking about, I guess, in the looks category, I guess he should deserves a spot on the list somewhere. But I think when you look, I think for all the other folks on your list, when you peel back their beauty, there seems to be something else going on that supports and reinforces those good looks. But in Shamar's case, I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I think that I don't see all of it just yet. I think he has a lot more potential to come, and maybe he hasn't had the right breakout role that just mm-hmm. would allow that to match the external, things that we see. I think that, you know, maybe the best is yet to come, and I think that he's probably working on that. So I think he deserves to be on the list. Probably for me, you had how many people on the list, 20?
No, I have 11.
Okay, so if you have 11 for me, he would be number 12. But I love him.
Well, you're entitled to that, yes.
And you know what? And I'm pretty sure when I
get
back on Facebook, today, I will see so many comments with, why didn't you put this one? Why didn't you put that one?
Yes.
So I'm sure I'm looking forward to it with my breakfast as I peruse Instagram and Facebook. I'm sure I'll see it.
For me, he's been right on behind Elvis Presley. know. Well, you go ahead. I'm sorry. You guys,
but
go
ahead. Our last beauty icon, I will debate at all costs if anyone says that he does not deserve to be on this list. He is a pioneer in the world of modeling, and I'm talking about the one and only first black supermodel, Mr. Tyson Beckford.
Beckford.
Oh, man.
Stallion.
Wow. Well, you have saved just about for your last choices, I think, are the most controversial on your whole list. I'll let you guys go ahead and lead in. Did you want to say anything else, Demetrius, on Tyson?
Yes, and I'm going to defend Mr. Beckford at all costs because this man has set such a trail for himself that so many male models have tried to emulate. He has set the standard for male modeling and has taken it internationally. This was the first face of Ralph Lauren Polo. This man was discovered on a park bench in Central Park.
Central Park, yes.
He was sitting down. He is managed by the great Bethann Hardison, and she has guided his career to places that no other male model in the world has ever touched. And when you go down the list, if you Google the greatest male model of all time, Tyson Beckford's photo is the very first one to pop up. And for him to be an African-American male with chinky eyes, dark skin, and a bald head, you have to recognize that. And even if he doesn't have the depth of a career that is that some people would consider, you know, impactful, but he gives you a figure of a way a strong male would look in the modeling industry. But he came in with tattoos. He came in with muscles when the guys were very frail and thin. He came in with a bald head when guys had hair going down their back. And because I come from the modeling industry, I will clearly defend the fact that this man deserves to be on this list. Because there are so many people that would say, well, Elvis Presley doesn't deserve to be on this list. But you cannot deny the impact that these people have carried, because if they didn't have the impact, you wouldn't have so many people trying to be them.
Well, we're going to fight about this list next week. We are going to fight about it. Pearl, what did you have any comments on Tyson?
He was a surprise, but I like him. I just would not have thought about him, you know, kind of out of sight, out of mind. But he's had a great career. I think he's eye candy, definitely. And actually this spring he's going to be, starting next week, he's going to be the guest host for the Chippendales this season. In Vegas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's out there making appearances. I think Tyson deserves to be on the list, actually. I think it's a good choice. I met his mother years ago. We were at the Valentine's Day party together. And very nice lady. She's very, very nice. I do remember her very well. So she was a great contact. And I stayed in touch with her for a little while. I completely vote for Tyson Beckford. I think.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
There's a well-known saying, home is where the heart is, and not just your heart, but your hair. Home Hair Solutions is an all-organic styling and conditioning product line that's available at SalonNicole.com. The HOME in Home Hair Solutions is an acronym. H is for hydration, O is for oil, M is for moisture, and E is for earth. It doesn't get much better than that. A complete line of cleansers and hair mounts that will keep your hair looking great and you feeling great about what you're using in your hair. Home Hair Solutions is the answer. Go to SalonNiquelle.com for more details. That's S-A-L-O-N, in like Nancy, I-Q-U-E-L.com.
This is Dr. Linda Amerson from Texas, the owner of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am giving a shout out to Carrie.
I just want to give a shout out to the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hyde and his new team this morning.
Yay! All right. So in the morning, what do you do each day?
I listen to the Hair Radio Show, baby.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest with us today. He's returning to the Hair Radio Morning Show after 5 years. The Hair Radio Morning Show is honored to welcome back the makeup artist czar, I call you, and the Renaissance band, Mr. Timotheus Smart. Welcome back. Good morning. All those wonderful good things. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mr. Hines, and everybody out there. So glad to be back with you guys.
Well, we have missed you. We have missed you. And it's just a big thing, and we've got to just remind a lot of the folks out there. Now, in recent days, we've been playing some of your amazing interviews that you have done because you are a big part of our Hair Radio family, and you still are, of course.
Thank you so much.
Yes, well, you were a great part of helping us to relaunch this program. When I came back to radio, to the Hair Radio Morning Show, we recreated the Hair Radio Morning Show because it was just the Hair Radio Show, just to clarify. Mm-hmm. So when we brought it back 5 years ago, you were one of the first to be a regular contributor to the broadcast. You actually used to come on and talk about makeup, and I mean, you really let us have it. We used to have some drag-em-out fights. Oh, yes, we did, Mr. Timotheus Smart. And I just have to say, it's such an honor to just have you back on this broadcast today.
Thank you
for joining us. Now, you were out of New Jersey, Jersey City area, if I recall, and you were just doing some amazing things, so you have to catch us up. What's going on in the world of makeup and Mr. Timotheus Smart?
Well, I'm still employed with the amazing MAC brand. MAC has been my home for almost 8 years now, and I love it. It's been an amazing ride because MAC, is for everyone from the sidewalk to Hollywood, the everyday mom, and anything far and in between. So, I'm really grateful that I represent a brand that is so inclusive of everyone, all ages, all races, all sexes, and it's just about making people feel beautiful and the best version of themselves every day. So I love what I do. I love the brand that I work for and how it makes people feel.
Wow. Well, isn't that kind of where we are in society these days in terms of inclusivity? So it just seems like it's a perfect fit.
Absolutely. I've always been an advocate for people living their truth and, and being an individual, never following behind other people, but, making a trail for yourself. And I'm grateful that I've been able to help some people do that for themselves.
Well, I tell you, you have just done some amazing things. And I want to go back a little bit, Timotheus. I really do. I want to go back to some of the earlier times, and I remember you were so busy with all the shows and literally going out and doing makeup just about everywhere that I would turn around and I'd see Timotheus Smart's name and just doing some amazing things. So you have to kind of tell us, especially in these current times where folks and a lot of places are just not totally back up to capacity, if open at all, how has the makeup industry been affected, in your opinion, by all of this?
It has been challenging. has been challenging for so many artists because so many artists are now unemployed. And that's really, that's heartbreaking to have something that you love, something that is your heart's desire, something that is your passion, and to not be able to afford a lifestyle from it when you've done that all along. So it's a really tough time for some artists out there. But during this time, what you could do, or what I recommend that you do, is don't forget that skill that you've acquired. And there are so many people that still need those services. It may not be in a retail setting, but you can now create your own schedule. You can now be your own brand ambassador. You can be your own PR person. That's why we have the luxury of social media, where you can promote any and everything that you want to do. So instead of posting that I just got my hair done today, or I just bought a new pair of shoes, you can now advertise that, hey, guys, my schedule is open to freelance makeup services at any given time. And if you've been an artist that has acquired a great amount of clientele, they will follow you. So that is what you can do in the meantime until something opens up. But don't lose that craft. Don't lose that hand. Don't lose that touch. And don't lose that passion. So there are things that you can do until things turn themselves around.
I love it. Well, we've got to go back a little bit and kind of fill in some of the gaps for folks. Now, you started out, how did, again, I forget what it was going on back 5 years ago. So how did you get started in the world of makeup? Please tell everybody.
Wow. So it actually started with runway, because I used to teach runway for years, and I loved the behind-the-scenes aspect of productions versus being in front. And my mentor, the late, great Angel Claudio, took me one day and said that he wanted me to do makeup. And I was so confused. I'm like, where did you get that from? But I always had this artistic mind, and I love the idea of creativity. So he thought of that, and then he introduced me to Kasim Johnson, now Empress Viscaya, who at that time was the makeup artist to the legendary Shirley Caesar and Kelly Price and the late, great Whitney Houston at times.
And one of my dearest friends in the whole wide world, who I didn't even know those things about. But that's another story. Wow, how awesome is that? I'm going to reach out to her. She's on my Facebook. I'm going to reach out to her right after our interview today.
She was my makeup instructor and my only makeup instructor that I ever had. And from there, guided me to working with the Maury Povich Show.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I did work with the Montel Williams Show as well. It's been a blessing. I've been able to
You heard Maury actually say, "You are the father." did you say? I think that was it.
Yeah.
Did you actually see those shows?
Yeah, they were very interesting to watch. And Empress Viscaya was the person that got that opportunity for me.
I worked at
the Maury Povich Show before I ever worked at a makeup counter or a makeup store.
So I went straight
to television before I did anything else. So it was strange for your first job to be on television.
Yes, that's big time.
Yeah, so it's like you skipped all of the other things to get to this thing. So, you know, it was a blessing to have Empress, you know, guide me in the beginning, but then I had to let go of her hand and do some things on my own. Gratefully, I was able to meet the amazing John Blasingame. And,
yes, John is a dear friend of mine as well.
Well,
we know all the same people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. I actually, and I did something that is a little unorthodox, but I did it because it was to lead me into something else. I actually auditioned for his Model of the Year competition back in 2000.
Okay.
And the thing was, I wanted to get in through the makeup aspect, but I'm like, I feel like I can make some noise if I do this runway competition, and I won. So,
get out of here. Congratulations.
I did. So, yeah, that was 20 years ago that
wow.
I won the competition. I was 24 at the time when I won the show, and I got
well,
an
now
opportunity
you
got to
do it math. You know we don't like
it's,
math.
It's not hard. It's not hard to add up those numbers. But, you know, I was honored to have the opportunity to go to Paris, and I went to the Louvre, and I
yes.
went to the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame, and I saw these things in books that I have never seen before in real life, and the Champs-Élysées, and just experiencing a culture that was very foreign to me. And then once I came back to the States, that's when I had the conversation with my mentor, Angel, and we just set off to embark on this makeup artistry journey that has been my life now for the last 20 years.
Well, I have to say, and I love Paris as well and those places that you just mentioned. And I just wanted to ask you, when I was there, I happened to notice on Champs-Élysées that it was just such a dynamic where it seemed like to me everything was just artistic. So
absolutely.
Is that what you found?
Yeah, definitely. It's it reminded me of somewhere in the States, but I couldn't. It wasn't New York. It definitely wasn't L.A., but it had a vibe to it that I really connected with. And 18 years later, my best friend won the competition, and then we wind up going to Paris. So it was my second time in Paris, and it was just an amazing time just, you know, soaking in that culture and, you know, just seeing different parts of the world and truly embracing it. And I've enjoyed that. And that's a part of what makes me the person I am is just embracing different cultures and colors and feelings and emotions, and I'm expressing that in my art.
And yes, you are. Now, speaking of art, I want to kind of talk about what's going on these days, Timotheus, in the world of makeup,
mm-hmm.
as well as what you are working on, some of your current projects. So
okay.
bring us up to date. What are you working on these days?
So what am I working on these days? So I am working on a couple of different things. I have been working for the last 2 years with the amazing Grammy Award winning group, Kool & the Gang.
Yay, whoa.
So that has been a blessing. That was something that I never saw happening. They are amazing men. They have taken me to American Idol. They have taken me to Philadelphia. They have taken me to New York City and just embraced me in a way that is so amazing. I was able to actually service them as a makeup artist and a hairstylist for their documentary, Growing Up Cool, which I saw the preview of in the Grammy Museum in L.A.
Oh,
and it was amazing just to sit there with them with a private setting that was not open to the public and watch my name go across the credits at the end. And it was amazing.
Is that not something? Wow.
It was just amazing to see men that my dad used to listen to and that I grew up listening to, and now I'm their makeup artist. So that's kind of surreal for me. And, you know, I love the male grooming aspect of makeup because some men feel like that it's not masculine to wear makeup and it's not necessary. But if you're going to be in front of cameras, whether it be motion cameras or still cameras, you know, you still want to look your absolute best. And it's just little things that you can do to just, you know, make sure all of those things that maybe you may forget about are covered. And that's where I come into play. So I'm very much into male grooming and just making sure that all of our guys are taking care of their skin and just making sure that they look their absolute best at all times, especially when you're going to be in a public eye or if you're advertising something. So that's really big for me.
Well,
really, really big for me.
That sounds just awesome. And I love what you say about male grooming. And because I remember there was a gentleman here who came. I used to rent out like a room in my home, and I remember he was actually, I'm not going to tell too much of the story because he was on Oprah's show. So everybody will recognize if I just mentioned a little bit more, so I better kind of watch that part. But I remember that he used to put on makeup, and he was of a certain age, but he used to put on makeup. And I remember him telling me, he's like, Carrie, you know, when you get a certain point, this really helps. And I just remember him putting something around his eyes, I think, and I think that's what he had, and some powder or something on his face. That's what I remember. So I'm thinking this is still a bit uncharted territory. It has been a little bit, you know, we've been going through, what do we call it? They came up with all these different terms and all these different things to kind of introduce the idea a little bit more to us guys. But what do you say? Do you, you know, if we are interested in kind of pursuing a little bit more of, you know, how do we, what do we do? Do we look at the ladies' websites and information, or is there something that you can suggest that we, some steps that we can take if we're interested? We're guys, and yet we want to look our best.
Yeah, I get that completely, and some men are very afraid or intimidated to go into what they would consider a women's store and ask for cosmetic services or ask for cosmetics itself. So I say one of the best ways to start is by going onto YouTube and looking up in the search bar male grooming. And you'll get tons of videos that come up, and you'll see men that look just like you, whether it be African-American, Caucasian, Indian, Asian, Hispanic, different nationalities, and how they groom their facial hair and how they take care of under-eye circles and, you know, how to improve the elasticity in your skin and all of those things that some men are afraid to ask. So it's, you're doing it in the comfort of your own home by just going on YouTube and just searching male grooming. And that's the easiest way to start. If you want to create a regimen for yourself that is going to be beneficial to you. So I would say just start out with YouTube and go grow from there.
Well, I have to say that is great advice. Thank you for that. Folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I am welcoming back a very, very special gentleman, and he really helped us to kind of relaunch this whole Hair Radio Show brand. And that was about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. It is my honor to welcome back the amazing Mr. Timotheus Smart. He is a makeup artist, an MUA. He's just been doing, and we now have to call you celebrity makeup artist. You're not just a regular makeup artist. You have to put that celebrity brand out there in front, and we are just honored, the true Renaissance man of makeup. We welcome you back to the broadcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't even say celebrity makeup artist or makeup artist. I just love to just be an artist. That's
an
artist.
Well, you're that. But we love it. We love it. And I tell you, this is just amazing work. And we have to have everybody to see your work. So we're going to talk about that. But I do have a bone to pick with Mr. Timotheus Smart. I have a bone to pick this morning. Yes, I do. And for those of you who have already listened to your previous broadcast, and we're going to try to get everything all on in the same day right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But I remember Timotheus came on, and he used to join us every Wednesday morning. I remember this. Yeah, you used to do a big, big countdown. You used to recognize a lot of the amazing artists, actors and entertainers and folks out there in the media and all of that. You used to count them down on each of your broadcasts. And
yeah.
I remember this one countdown show that you did. And I might run it again right here for our listeners.
Oh, my gosh. I think
but
I
yes,
know what you're talking
you
about.
You did a countdown show. And do you know who Mr. Timotheus Smart had on his list? I'm not going to say who number one was because I remember that too. But you actually had, and in the midst of all these amazing and iconic, amazing folks, you mm-hmm. also included the one and only king of rock and roll, Mr. Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm. I
still
remember that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Elvis was on the countdown list. If you could have only seen my face through the microphone that day.
Elvis had the, had everybody in those days. Oh, he had the, everybody fainting.
Actually,
because Elvis,
he was
just a heartthrob. I mean, he was one of the original teen heartthrobs. Everybody back in those
yes.
days loved Elvis. And he was an extremely handsome man, whether you want to admit it or not. but no, he was definitely a very handsome man, and I felt like he needed to be put on that list. I know everyone sees him as, of course, a legendary and iconic musician.
Yes, right.
But he was definitely a ladies' man, unquestionably.
Yeah, that is true. And what was so remarkable about that, it was just a coincidence at the time. I had on my former co-host, at the time, Pearl, who was from mm-hmm. Memphis. So she was able to give us a real clear description of Graceland and how close it was and all this stuff. I said, wow,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever, you know, there are just some memories from doing this broadcast for 5 years. And I am just, of course, the Hair Radio Show itself has been around for 25 years. But doing the all-new morning show has been here for about 5 years, and I'm just blown away. I really am. Now, I have to talk to you. I would be remiss if I did not mention this. You have had just a remarkable personal journey, and we must talk about that. So let's go back a little bit. When you left, give us a little bit of the idea when you were with us before versus what, kind of where you are now in your personal journey.
Yeah, I remember it was 2015,
wow.
was the year of my last broadcast with you guys, because at that time, my mother had suffered a stroke.
Wow.
And, you know, it was a new normal that I had to adjust to, and not just myself, but my siblings as well, and I couldn't commit myself as much as I wanted to, and it broke my heart that I wouldn't be able to commit myself to those weekly shows because it was something that I truly enjoyed. However, life happens, and I needed to adjust with what was my new normal. And that was actually the week before Mother's Day of 2015.
Wow.
And it was life-changing, but thankfully, my mom is still here.
Yes.
She's amazing, still kicking, still feisty. And,
yes.
You know, we're grateful for that. And, you know, along that journey, 2 years later, the summer of 2017, I found out that I had a tumor that was lodged in my brain.
Wow.
And it had started to debilitate my vision. So as a makeup artist, of course, that is what I use outside of my hands is my eyes. So, you know, I had to have a surgery to remove the tumor, which actually went through my nose to get to my brain.
Oh, my
goodness. It was a lot. It was scary. At first, there were lots of tests that had to be done. There were MRIs and CAT scans that needed to be done consistently. And, you know, these were things that I had never experienced before. So it was scary. But thankfully to God, you know, he brought me through that situation unscathed. And, you know, when I was in a hospital recovering, I was about 256 pounds at the time. And which was not my normal, but because of the state of depression that I was in, you know, I
Absolutely.
Allowed myself to go there. And, you know, I heard the word diabetes mentioned as far as testing, not that I had it, but just to be tested for it. And that was the wake-up call that I needed. And once I got out of the hospital,
You know, I changed my eating habits immediately, and I started seeing the weight drop very fast. And then by that March of that next year, I already had dropped about 40 pounds of that. And then by that September of that same year, I had dropped all the way down to 189 pounds. And I was just a very focused person and knowing what I wanted to feel like, not necessarily look like, but what I wanted to feel like. And I wasn't allowing the scale to dictate my feelings. I was just allowing it to be an aid in what I was trying to do. And gratefully, you know, I've been able to inspire some people that didn't see it possible for themselves. So now that they see what I was and now what I am, I think it's kind of inspired them. And gratefully, I've had some amazing trainers. My trainer, Chris, when I lived in California, was so instrumental in helping me redirect my mind, because you can't start on this journey without getting your mind right first. And then fast forward to 2018, to present day, my trainer, Andre McKeever, who has been so instrumental and having sent to guide me through this journey. And it's been nothing but successful since. I do take shirtless pictures now.
Yes.
A lot, and I post them, and they look pretty good, and I get very nice responses from them. And at almost 45 years old, that feels nice. So I'm not complaining at all.
I hear you. Well, let me just say this. You always looked amazing. I've always thought that was the case. But I can tell, yes, well, it's true. And it's also a testament to your strength just to have endured all of that. I mean, I'm almost speechless here to just even to kind of process and digest what you've just said. But I am just thrilled that you have come through it unscathed and just doing your thing and all of that. I'm just
thank you.
Yes, absolutely blown away. So I have to tell you, I'm going to turn to something that's going to be a little bit lighter for you. I want to talk about some of these folks now who are making all kinds of news out there. You know, we love to throw some names. I'm going to throw some names at you. And I want you to kind of talk about whether they are, where they fit in the makeup scale for you, you know. So some of these current names that are making news right about now. And one of the folks that whose name just keeps popping up every time I go to my social media, and if I say the word entanglement, you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
So when you look at her makeup and her style, we're talking, of course, about the one and only Jada Pinkett Smith. Mm-hmm. What do you say? What's your summary of this woman's look and style?
Okay. Well, I love Jada. I always have. I loved her from back in the Different World days when she was and Hillman College. I thought that she was beautiful. I still do think that she's beautiful. I think that she's aged so gracefully. And I think that she's more of a minimalist when it comes to makeup. I don't see her being a heavy makeup wearer. But she has beautiful piercing eyes, really smooth skin. She has like a small mouth, but she has really great eyebrows. And I think she's beautiful. I think she has always been beautiful, and she just aged very gracefully. So I'm a fan of hers, absolutely, and the entanglement as well.
Well, that was my next question, my follow-up. Now, what about Mr. August Ocena? What do you think about his style and his look?
Well, I think that he has a beautiful face. He really, really does. He has really great skin. He has a really nice structured face, like a model's type of face. Yeah, he does have a really good look. I mean, I could see why Jada would be entangled, but I think that he does have a really good look. If he wasn't a singer, he could definitely do some modeling because he has a really good face, definitely.
Yes, and what I've seen, I have to confess, I never heard of him before the entanglement, a crisis, if you will. I had not heard of him. I'm sure I'm not in his targeted demographic. But I have to say, once I saw his look and his style, and it seemed that he has positioned himself for superstar success. And he seems like he has the goods to take it on all the way. So we're going to continue to follow him. But I would be remiss in this case if I didn't mention Mr. Will Smith. What about his style and his look?
Oh, that's a classic gentleman. Definitely a classic gentleman. Has always been super talented, very funny, very wealthy as well.
Yes.
Will has always been like a constant gentleman, very clean cut, always groomed, always professional, always just great eye candy, but without being overly done. Just a really clean cut guy. He always has like a really sharp mustache or goatee. I think now he's a little salt and pepper in the hair, and he's not dying it, which is cool because he's just letting that age just naturally come in, as opposed to sometimes men have a tendency to go a little bit too hard on the dye box when it comes to covering up gray, so it becomes a little obvious.
Let me give you guys out there from what, and I don't really know this is the secret, but I'm just guessing that it's the secret. Don't leave it on so long, guys. Don't give it that lacquer look. Unless
exactly.
You want the lacquered look.
I
don't know.
We call it shoe polish. Yeah. we don't want the shoe polish look.
No, yeah, no. I like that. The shoe polish. Oh, man.
No shoe polish.
Okay. Well, I hope I'm never accused of the shoe polish look. There might be a picture or two out there. Well, listen, I have to say, Timotheus, you are just amazing. And we just,
Thank you. Just
reminds me of how much we have truly missed you on the show. And I wanted to just let you know earlier, when you were talking about your early days on the broadcast, listen, you were just fantastic. And you were here for all the time that you needed to be. And we just
Thank you.
Appreciate you were a big part of it then. You're a big part of it now. So
Thank you so much.
Now, what are you going to say in terms of inspiring these up-and-coming makeup artists? What can you tell them?
Well, it's very strenuous in this day and time with all that we have going on in the world.
Yes.
But I would say never lose your passion. Never lose your passion. Passion will fuel you at times when you feel that there's nothing else that can. And I've always felt that passion mixed with potential is a deadly combination, but in the best of ways. So never lose that passion for what you do. Continue to post on social media. Continue to study your craft. Continue to practice your craft. And that craft will make ways for you that you didn't see possible. And I can say that because it did it for me. So never lose that passion in what you're doing. And I truly believe that if this is what you want to do, God will make a way for it to happen for you in ways that you wouldn't even be prepared for.
Absolutely. Now, Timotheus, is there anyone that you would like to shout out to this morning?
Sure. I just want to say thank you to everyone that supports any and every one of my journeys. I want to shout out, of course, to my beautiful mom, my family,
yes.
To my best friend, Carlos Ayala, who's all the way in Panama, and we have some amazing things coming up together with his Roman exclusives brand of Italian footwear that I am assisting and being the model for at the time. It's an amazing brand. It's and if you guys want to check out the Italian footwear, you can go to Instagram and go to Roman_exclusives on IG and check out all of the products that are there for sale. And you know, we'd love to hear your feedback on all of the amazing footwear on there. I'm just very, very grateful to be in a position that I'm in. You know, it is my desire to move back to California, but at this time right now, of course, I'm in New Jersey with all that we have going on in the world, and I feel like whatever is meant to happen will happen, and I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to live my dream. I'm just very grateful to have that.
And so are we. And that note, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Tamethia Smart, for being
with us on the
broadcast today. You're just it seems like it was just yesterday that we were chatting. So amazing. Is that not awesome?
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. It sure is. It absolutely is.
We will continue to follow you and support you with all your endeavors. And, again, we thank Tamethia Smart for being with us on the show. Okay, folks, keep it right here. There is a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hines. I'm Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, today we have with us a very, very special legendary artist. Her name is CeCe Peniston. Let's welcome Ms. CeCe Peniston to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Hi, CeCe.
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, how are you is the bigger question, Miss Superstar out there. Really?
Thank
wow.
You. I am blessed. Yes, thank you.
Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Now, you are obviously a legendary artist. You've got many hits out there that we're all familiar with. But what are some of the current songs that are out there? And I want to talk about one in particular, but you go ahead. Tell us some of these wonderful current hits that are hitting the airwaves.
Oh, I'm so blessed to just have, like, I just had a song come out at the probably the end of 2014, which is called Nothing Can Stop Me Now. Did top 25 on the radio, and people are still, like, we did a video for it, and it's still got life. It's still kind of, like, moving out there. People are like, oh, that, you know, I love the song, and the great thing about it is where I'm at in my life, and it's funny because recently someone sent me a link to these two little girls singing, Nothing Can Stop Me Now. I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute. I thought it was so precious. They were, you know, little kids sing. It was just adorable.
Right.
And then I did Sick, which is a, it's a song with Paris Teen. I did a cameo. I'm doing, like, a themed album with him. Like, I'm a featured artist on this whole project with him. So that's on iTunes as well. And then I had another project come out, For the Love of You. It's with Ashton Gray. It's on iTunes now. And it's a remake of the Isley Brothers song. And it's like a jazz vibe. So people get to hear a little bit what's going on with CeCe. Oh, and then Marcy Schultz did a remix of Make You Fall. And he's an EDM artist. So I'm just kind of all over the place. But I feel like, hey, Marcy,
but this sounds wonderful to me. I agree with you. Now, and you know, like you mentioned about Nothing Can Stop Me, and that's what really caught my attention because of the words in the song and the meaning behind it. How can, you know, everybody can relate to not letting anything stop them. So,
I agree.
You know, yeah, so the inspiration that you find, I'm sure, with performing it, how is that connected with the folks out there who are listening, your fans?
You know what? The good thing is I'm moving into doing more live band shows, which I love. In fact, I have a show come up in Amsterdam that I'm doing with. And then I have a show with Sinbad and the Whispers coming up in D.C. So the good thing is they get to hear a different side of CeCe, so many different sides. I feel like people always tell you what you should be doing, and then there's what you want to do. And I'm on what you want to do.
I love that.
I feel like I like giving the unexpected. Just when you think you have me tagged, then I do something different, which brings me to my next thing that I want to tell you about. I was recently in the studio with Calvin Richardson, and we did a duet together, and it's called We Were Meant to Be. looking out and putting on finishing touches on that. So that should be out soon as well. And I know that's probably like, okay, wait a minute. We have the Queen of Dancers, what they used to call me.
Yeah.
Which I still feel like I embody so many different things. And then you have the Prince of R&B, which is him.
Yes. Well, I mean, you are known as one of the most successful dance artists in the world, really, since, you know, Billboard, you know, was keeping track of this. So that's really amazing, an amazing feat. And you, you know, and you're someone who, you, you know, you do a lot of collaborations with other great artists out there like that. I just think it's fantastic, and it's a treat for all of us who are fans of yours, so it's just a fantastic thing. Okay.
Thank you so much, and I'm
doing
it.
Speaking of which, now, you have worked with Patty, you know, and you've got to tell us, Cece, who are some of those, and we're going to got a whole bunch of wonderful things to ask you, but who are some of those influences that, you know, like I said, you work with a Patty, with Patti LaBelle and some of the other great artists out there, but who are some of the influences for you in the music business?
She's the biggest influence for me, but I absolutely love also, I used to love Luther Vandross, Angela Winbush. When I was young, I used to sing her song Angel all the time. Angel! That was my cut, okay?
Yeah.
Remember that song? Well, I used to sing
course.
That all the time. What else? Chaka Khan. One of my other favorites.
Yeah.
Just, that's an undeniable voice. You already get it.
Right, absolutely. And always, and these are artists, everybody that you named has been someone who's been able to you know, they have a very long career, and they're able to transform and kind of just keep on growing with their music and their projects and everything that they're doing. So, and I see you fitting into that, obviously, you know,
Thank
into that
you.
Category. So, absolutely. Now, speaking of which, and early, you know, and kind of getting your start, I know that we're from Ohio, but we know that you that you were raised out in Arizona, I believe.
Yes.
So, yeah, tell us about that. How did you make it from Arizona to, like, an international superstar? How did you get from there? What was that big break for you that really kind of made things click and happen?
It's so funny because when I first started doing music, I had this guy that was going to come manage me, right? And I said, Mom, we don't need him. I said, we don't need him, Mom. I said, you know what? God can do it. And I just knew what my destiny was. And that's just really being real. Like, I always knew what I wanted to do and where I was going. I mean, since I was, like, 13 years old, I remember I used to tell her, like, hey, I'm going to be famous one day. You know, she didn't believe me. And just as I got older, I wouldn't, like, let anybody impede upon what I thought my dream was. And so what happened was I did background vocals for another artist, Overweight Pooch, who was on A&M at the time. They heard my vocals. They loved them. They said, okay, what else do you have, which was Finally, and then it just went from there.
Exactly. And Finally just made you into a international superstar, and the song went multi-platinum, obviously.
Thank you.
A phenomenal, yeah, just a great song that we still – to this day, dance to when we hear it. That to me is the greatest testament of a great song. You know, one that, obviously stands the test of time, but still gets people to the dance floor.
Well, that's such a blessing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I hear, like, people's stories like, oh, I met my boyfriend on your song, or I used your song at my wedding. I mean, that's, like, the thing that makes me, like, really smile, because I know that I've brought joy to other people's lives, as I've heard other artists and musicians that have brought joy to my life as well and caused memories for me.
Wow. Well, listen, I've got to ask you about some of the other current projects, and I know that you are working on. But I sort of read something that said you competed something. What is going on, Cece? You've got to tell us. Now, you competed in some kind of a competition. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. I felt like at 45, I wanted to, like, really get myself in shape. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to compete. I kept saying, I want to compete. I want to do this and that. And I said, do it. I said, just don't talk about it. Be about it. Let's go. And so what I did is I put it out on social media and everything. And so what happens is that holds you accountable. So I hold myself accountable with, putting it out there. And then I just did it. And the first dates that I have, I actually couldn't fulfill because I was on the road so much and I didn't feel like I was ready. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to half do it. So I'm going to like, I'm gonna go to the next level with it by, you know, just pushing the date back. I said, okay, they'll let you do it one time. I said, just to make sure you're ready. I said, but not twice. So I knew I had to stick to that date. So I stuck to it. I competed, and I think it was the best thing, like, I ever did. In fact, when people came to the show, they were like, I thought you were playing. They were like, I thought you were just talking. They're like, you really did it. And I was like, well, thank you. I was like, no, I sure wasn't. I wasn't just talking. I was like, I you know, I did it. So now I'm actually working on doing another one.
Wow.
I don't know when, but I'm working on another one.
Will you let us know when that happens?
I sure will. I'm going to put it out there. If people look on my social media, then they can see, like, my journey from doing it.
Yes. Absolutely. And, I mean, I'm just, well, you're inspiring to so many, but this is a different way to inspire people that, you know, isn't that just fantastic? I mean, it's so important these days. And just, you know, what else can you say about that?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Now, Cece, I want to talk about some of the next, well, actually, the upcoming project that you have. What's next on the plate for you? What's something that you want to do that you haven't really done or something that you're interested in doing? Anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, what people don't know is I'm actually working on, from doing the contest, a friend of mine was talking to me. It was like, hey, you know, I showed her these bathing suits that I had done, and I was in the contest, and she was like, you know what, you should do a bathing suit line. And I was like,
a bathing suit? Really? Well, I mean, we can
yes.
see that you definitely can do that. But but tell us about that.
Actually, I was like, bad. I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that. So I decided I was going to do it. I had gotten all the fabrics. I had my girl get some fabric. She was actually one of the girls that made the bathing suits for the actual contest for me. And I was like, hey. I was like, how do you feel about doing a bathing suit line? And I said, would you be open? And she was like, sure. And I was like, well, bet. Let's do it then. So we decided to do it, and here we are. And I've got already probably about, like, 15 samples. I'm doing jewelry. I'm doing, like, these little over, you know, I'm doing, like, I did these mink shoes that got me started, you know, doing that just off of
really?
Doing the other thing. Yeah, I wore them out. People were like, oh, my God, those are hot. I've never seen anything like that. So it's like
wow.
that has turned into other things I'm doing, fashion-wise.
Well, now, Cece, so how do people get some of these wonderful things? And we got to tell them how we get this wonderful music and how we, you know, how they can buy your bathing suits and, you know, all of that. And
well,
we
right
know you're
now,
going to keep people posted on things.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, I'm still in the middle of doing all the samples for everything. But I will be putting up information on the website. As soon as I'm done, I'm also going to be doing fashion shows, so people will have a chance to view everything.
Wow. And your site, let me just make sure folks are aware. What's your website so people can always go there and check it out?
Sure. It's www.ccpeniston.com. And then I also have an Instagram. I have the official CC Peniston Facebook fan page. And then I have my Twitter, which is CC_Peniston. So they'll be able to catch up with me on all those sites. And, oh, I forgot to tell you this, too. I'm getting ready to do a reality show, but I can't tell you which one it is yet. Because I haven't found a contract yet. I don't like to. They got to go contract first.
I hear you. Trust me, I understand. But you promise, after you do that, to certainly give us a call, you know, and let us know. We'd be happy to share that with all the fans out there. We'll set up a fan page at Hair Radio, so you can go to the hairradio.com site, and we'll connect you certainly with a lot of Cece's wonderful information as well. I think this is great. Now, I thought I saw something about an energy drink. You got to tell us about this. I mean, I know you're, you know, fitness expert now, but you got to tell us about the energy drink.
Actually, it's a beer and an energy drink that I'm working on. I'm going to contract for that as well. It's called Cheese.
Okay.
And I can't wait to, put it out there. People will see more about that as soon as we get all the campaign for that together. So I'm doing that
wonderful.
As well. And, national commercial.
Yes. What's this on?
So,
what's the commercial on?
It's on, I've seen it on a lot on TBS and Element. It's international, it's just different stations. I wake up in the middle of the night and it'll be on and the girl's singing my song. I'm like, oh, snap, she's singing my song.
Wow.
You know?
That is, wow, that is just fantastic. Well, folks, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the Hit Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, today we have with us an international music superstar, Miss CC Peniston. And I want to take a moment and welcome you again to the Hair Radio Morning Show, CC.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I have to ask you about today's crop of artists. I don't even want to say crop, that sounds so horrible. But the artists, the music, the folks out there today, you know, a lot of the new generation of entertainers. What are your thoughts when you see so much and through social media that just didn't exist not all that long ago? What are your thoughts on the new generation of singers that are out there? How do you feel about them and the business in general?
I think there's some good singers as well as there was in the 90s, but I just feel like there was more authentic singers in the 90s. You know, not a lot of auto-tune. It was like, get up on the stage and do it. Like, we ain't doing new shenanigans. Like, people in the generation of the 90s, they weren't trying to hear that anyway. They're like, let me see what they can do.
Very true. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's one of those type of things. So, I feel like there's also good points to this. Like, put it like this, the artist can be the record company now, which is different than the 90s. There's so many different...
Well, the distribution methods alone is just phenomenal. Now you have an opportunity to, you know, you don't necessarily have to go 100% the traditional way to get things out there. But I think it's easier, but you tell me, is it much easier now, or is it, you know, do you like it better now, or maybe, you know, as opposed to when you started? How do you feel about that?
I don't think it's much easier now, because I feel like, there's so many different artists because you don't know who's what. What's what sometimes. I think it makes it more difficult, to be honest with you. But I also feel like, you know, there's more opportunity for the artists to make money. There's also, you know, because they can see what actually is in their account without, you know, cutting the record company out, but then in some ways it doesn't work because they don't have the budgeting and marketing or the relationship, which is different. You know what I'm saying? So there's good and bad to it.
And bad.
You know what I'm saying?
And
through streaming, a lot of artists are losing money as well.
Wow. Well, we have to, obviously the artists who are coming up, consider you to be a mentor and they're looking to you for advice. So, you know, you can tell people like no one else can, you know. Is there one thing in particular that you kind of tell people? Do you just want, you know, in terms of inspiration, to just hang in there? I mean, what words do you pass along to these artists who are trying to, you know?
The words that I can pass along is I tell people, don't let anyone speak anything over you. People always want to say, oh, I wouldn't do that, or I don't know if you should do that. Well, that's you. My journey is my journey, and people have to be allowed to have the journey that they want to have. So if you have a dream, be intentional with it, and even through the good or bad, or don't let anyone throw doubt in your head. Just move full speed ahead.
Wow.
People are good at that.
On that note, I want to say yes. Thank you, CC Peniston. Now, Nothing Can Stop Me, Love Don't Take Over, and some of the other songs, and Sick, of course, and you have some.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Fuzzies in there. I'm tripping. That was Love Don't Take Over, which was great. Let me say a little something about that. Is I was so blessed to have a record from Frankie Knuckles, like, right before he passed. So that's another one, you know?
Yeah. Wow. So these are great songs that are out there, and they can find your music, obviously. Of course, they can go to the site and go, and also on iTunes and all of that. Or did you have okay. Well, listen, I want to say, and I myself, okay, here's my moment to give my CC Peniston moment, okay? And I want to just say thank you so much because, guys, when I launched and started in this wonderful career, broadcasting. We're not going to say exactly how long ago it was. Been a minute. But what I want to say is that Cece Peniston was, you know, you were one of the first artists to just, you know, come there and, you know, and be interviewed. And we had like one mic and a three-story walk-up to my production office back in Newark, New Jersey many years ago. And you were just so kind and gracious and just wonderful, you know, and beautiful outside. But also your inside was right there. And I just want to say thank you so much because you helped and inspired me. And we went on to so many wonderful, talented other artists who have been on our shows and have continued to support us. So I wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate being on. It's like those support over the years like really helps me as well. So as an artist to have people in my corner. So thank you.
You got it. Cece, any last thoughts on anything today or anybody you want to shout out to?
I want to just give a shout out to my team, people that have helped me to get where I am, because I feel like it takes an army of people to make the movement happen. My publicist, Jackie, AJ, Angelique, just Frank, you know, just everybody, I call it real Craig, Dion, you know, Cynthia, I have so many people that are in my corner and helping me, so I just want to give that shout out. I want to tell people, continue to follow your dreams, and if you flop, fall on your back, so you're always looking forward, and thank you for your love and support.
All right. Well, listen, you do have a great team, and on that note, I want to thank Ms. Cece Peniston for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we wish you all the continued success. You just keep on doing what you're doing out there. Nothing can
thank
stop you.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, folks. Stay with us. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's Wednesday morning, of course, September 22nd of 2021, as we begin to wind down in our last half hour of today's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's show number 612, show number 612. So if you have been listening to the entire broadcast, then you heard we pretty much did a show dedication to Tamethia Smart. We ran about three pieces with Tamethius, and it was just very, very exciting to have him on the show, kind of led on in. Hey, I want to take a moment to acknowledge a ginormous loss in this community and in the world of entertainment. You guys know her. She was a member of Patti's group, LaBelle, and it was just a devastating loss. Just a day or so to find out that we lost Sarah Dash. Their big hit, of course, Lady Marmalade, and who in the world could remember could forget that song? Everybody remembers it. So we'll get it on in a moment, and we'll get that on and kind of think about Sarah and the group. Now, also wanted to remind folks, so much is happening in the news. We can barely keep up. With the Emmy Awards the other night, there was a huge backlash for the show that apparently they didn't seem to have enough winners of color. It was a record number of folks nominated in terms of being black, but not any winners, or very few winners, we should say, maybe one or two in terms of acting. And that is the interesting part of this, and that is because the way that I look at it, and I would love to get your feedback as well. We've heard from some of you on this, but it's not enough to have nominations, but then when it comes down to it,
you know, essentially somebody's deciding not to have the winner be the best. Now, you know, it's just something that's not provable for those, for us watching the show. We're not producers on the program. All that we can do is continue to voice our concerns. But I think that it's probably time to create a real craft. I believe we have some shows out there that recognize the people of color talent, and I think they have to be supported more because that seems to be what the issue is. Once, if, you know, it just seems to me that there's so little concern for anything, and it seems to be across the board no matter what you're looking at. So we've got to kind of deal with that as a society, and then we can revisit some of these award shows and all this other stuff that supposedly is inclusive of everyone, but in actuality, it's not. It certainly doesn't seem that way. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. Mm. Okay, so listen, what's also coming up? Tomorrow's show, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're talking about on Thursday, September 23rd of 2021. Let's be clear about that. It'll be our show number 613. Now, tomorrow, we have a very, very special guest who's returning to the broadcast. You know her. She's been on Court TV. She's well known as a television attorney. Her name is Lisa Bloom, and she is of the Bloom Agency. They are just doing some bang-em-up work out there in the way of civil rights and protecting and helping so many who've come to her seeking justice or seeking to, well, we'll let her talk about it. We want you to join and tune in. She's returning to the show. It'll be at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Thursday. So 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time. Tune into an all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, we're on at 6. We start the broadcast at 6, and we have special guests joining us throughout the broadcast, so definitely stay tuned. So we're going to get to the nitty-gritty on this. The case that Lisa is representing is that of a young teenager, so about 15 or 16-year-old girl, essentially, who was body slammed, allegedly, to the ground by a school resource officer. Let's get that out first, school resource officer, okay? I'm making quotes. This is, air quotes that was, but this is the thing. We review all of that. We talk about some defunding of the police there. It's part of the conversation. I think you don't want to miss it. So please tune in again Thursday at 8. Right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we'll check in, see if we can follow up with Smooth Black and what's happening on next week's broadcast of Vet Talk Radio and the upcoming network. And I've got some big news on the way in the next couple of days with regards to our 2022 live hair event. So it'll be in the Northeast, and then we're going to hit the road. And we have some big news about that, so definitely stay tuned. All right, folks, why don't we keep it right here for some music? We'll get on a little music break, and then we'll be right back. Now, this is a song I have not really played in a very, very long time, and I really like it. It's, you know, I love Aretha, so we're going to give a little dedication song to Miss Aretha Franklin, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Ooh, There's a well-known saying, home is where the heart is, and not just your heart, but your hair. Home Hair Solutions is an all-organic styling and conditioning product line that's available at SalonNiquelle.com. The HOME in Home Hair Solutions is an acronym. H is for hydration, O is for oil, M is for moisture, and E is for earth. It doesn't get much better than that. A complete line of cleansers and hair mounts that will keep your hair looking great and you feeling great about what you're using in your hair. Home Hair Solutions is the answer. Go to SalonNiquelle.com for more details. That's S-A-L-O-N, in like Nancy, I-Q-U-E-L.com.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replay.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Looking for a new and exciting way to generate interest in your business? Enter Radio World Productions. I'm Carrie Hines, with over 25 years in the industry. Now, we specialize in helping you to promote your business by creating a podcast, a radio show, or even an entire radio network with your very own branding that can add monies immediately to your bottom line. Call us at 862-277-0686. Again, that's 862-277-0686. Radio World Productions. Your star is right.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in Black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first Black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this Black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's about 8:47 in the morning. It's Wednesday, September 22nd of 2021. It's hour show number 612. As we kind of wind down this broadcast today, I want to take a moment to say thank you to all of the fans all over the world, literally, who tuned in to catch a little bit of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We appreciate you. I want to say also about some of the things that will be coming up, but first we have to pay tribute to our advertisers and our sponsors. I kind of have them in different categories. We have our legacy sponsors, our legacy advertisers, rather, folks like FixYourFeet.com with the amazing Dr. Yolanda Raglan, who is a podiatrist, and it's time to get her back on the show. We also have folks like Smooth Black Ink. You guys know Troy Ballard. And Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Stimulating Roots. They've been a big part of what we're doing. So we're real happy about that. Those are our legacy sponsors. They've been with us for a long time, long time here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And then we have new folks like Salon Nicole. You heard her commercial a little while ago. and some of the others who join us from month to month or, you know, at different times during the year when they have something to promote. If you are interested in advertising, you need to let us know. You can do that through our social media, whether you see me on Facebook as Carrie Hines or the Hair Radio Morning Show, or call our office. And our number is public. It's not a secret. It's 862-277-0686. Again, I'll repeat that. It's 862-277-0686. Or you can tweet us. Now, on Twitter, we are known, our handle is at Hair Radio, and that's spelled the at sign, of course, H-A-I Radio. That's it. Only one R in there. So please remember that when it comes to the word Hair Radio. I wanted to welcome a few new commercials to our lineup on this morning. I want to take a moment to really kind of beat the drum about this. First of all, you need to go to thehairimpress.com. The Hair Impress, that's Impress is spelled E-M like Mary, P-R-E-S-S. Thehairimpress.com. Her website, now you guys know Linda, she's been with us. Linda C's been with us many times co-hosting Hairpreneurs right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Well, she has her own official business. Remember, we were doing Hairpreneurs, which talks about launching a business. Well, she's launched that website, and it is called thehairimpress.com. I told her it doesn't get any better than that. You have to please take a moment, visit the site. She's got great, great hair products and so much stuff up there. Again, go to thehairimpress.com. We'll be playing her commercial throughout the month of October as well, so we're real happy about that. And some of our colleagues, industry colleagues, now they have, first of all, I'm just blown away. There's a new product line. Now, this is an entire product line. They have hair products like sprays and you know, things like that. But they also have actual braiding hair. And I love this because, to me, you know, braiders don't often get the love I feel they deserve. We're going to have some shows devoted to the braiders out there very soon, right here on the broadcast. But YouGoGirl.com, that's the letter U like uniform. You guys heard about it. Sam Enon of Bobsa.org talked about YouGoGirl just a couple days ago as a guest recently on the Hair Radio Morning Show. U is just the plain U like uniform. So it's not Y-O-U, it's the letter U. YouGoGirl.com. Complete information. They've got a catalog with all their products. What I love about the hair products is that they address every type of hair texture. So it works on just every different thing. They have, like I said, they have the hairsprays, which are absolutely amazing. They have one that helps, like, with itching, an itchy scalp, things like that. They have edge control. They have so many wonderful things. And then when it comes to the hair, the braiding hair, what I love about it is that they have a variety of colors, beautiful, vibrant colors, and in different textures to meet the needs for braiding. So really great stuff. Now, if you're a professional, you have a shop, you can carry the products. Or if you're an individual and you just want to check them out because you want to find out what they're about, really simple and easy, go to YouGoGirl.com. Again, it's the letter U, not Y-O-U. So go to YouGoGirl.com and check out their products. Amazing. Bobsa.org, we love them. I'm a member of Bobsa, which stands for the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. Sam, again, we're going to get him back on the show to bring us up to date on some of the things they're working on. It's time to go ahead and get our outro started for this particular broadcast. It's been my honor. Again, I'm Carrie Hines, broadcasting live from New York City, from Brooklyn, New York, more specifically, for today's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll see you back here on Thursday. Again, remember, tomorrow's guest at 8 Eastern, the one and only TV's top attorney. We're talking about Lisa Bloom. She's a civil rights attorney. You don't want to miss her chat with me. Again, 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock Central on Thursday. And we'll go ahead and get our outro started. You make it an awesome, awesome Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's that Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is the actual name of the company. Rugged Evolution Beard Care makes a complete line. I love their products. Go to www.ruggedevo.com for more details. Again, that's ruggedevo, that's EVO.com for complete details on their products. Also, StimulatingRoots.com. Now, Stimulating Roots is a hair product growth system for women, for everybody, really. And how they spell it, I love this, is R-U-T-Z. Get amazing hair products that support healthy hair. And I say the secret is in their name, Stimulating Roots. That's really it. That's what actually grows the hair. Now, we're also taking a moment. Go to their site, StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's spelled R-U-T-Z is how they spell roots.com. Now, we're also thanking our entire advertising and promotions family for introducing our show fans to their great products and services. And you will find many of them right here in our website store at www.hairadio.com. That's hairradio.com, spelled with just one R. Now, it's also been our honor to welcome our amazing Hair Radio Morning Show fans from coast to coast in the United States and North America to continents all around the world. Our many friends and family, folks over in Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, Egypt, and our folks across the diaspora of Africa, of course. Now, we're also thanking our big fan base in Europe, folks over in Italy, Spain, France, England, and really all over there, to folks back here, right here in America, folks who join me from all different time zones. I broadcast from right here in Brooklyn, New York. The show is live from 6 in the morning to 9 Eastern. Again, that's Monday through Friday. So we're on the East Coast, and we're reaching folks who tune in from the Central Time Zone, from out in the West Coast Time Zone, and we are just honored, and we thank you. From New York to L.A. and from, you know, from Boston to Miami, Florida. So we just love you guys, whether you're in Texas, Chicago, wherever you are, you can tune into this broadcast. And again, we thank all of our amazing fans, and to the island. We haven't forgotten about you folks. We thank you. We welcome you. We appreciate your participation in our broadcast. Now, it's been my honor to pay tribute to some of our amazing guests also who join me right here for live interviews, including the biggest story in the whole country was all about Tessica Brown and the Gorilla Glue. Well, we had the very doctor, the miracle doctor, Dr. Obeng, right here on our show, all the way from Beverly Hills, California. He told us all about the incident. Also, I had a chance to chat with Beyonce's dad, Mr. Matthew Knowles.
Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Lilia Bundles, was on with us. Also, and that was before she was on the Netflix show. I also wanted to mention, or before she created that, the book sponsored her show on Self-Made on Netflix. You guys know what I'm talking about. And from the famous Brana Brothers family, we had one of the Brana Brothers on. Bernard Brana was my very special guest recently as well. Now, I had a chance to interview many, many folks from the world of music as well, of course, like Grammy winners Dionne Warwick, Gerald Austin from the Manhattans, to Broadway Tony Award-winning legends like the one and only music icon as well, Miss Melba Moore, to singers like Cece Peniston, Allison Williams, Tony Terry, Lenny Williams, to other hair industry superstars like Kim Berry. You guys know she was the hairstylist to super legendary singer Prince for about 29 years. So we take music seriously on our daily broadcast, and we play some of your favorite songs, or mine, as well, right here on our show. And each show, we kind of use that to kind of encase each broadcast. Now, also remember to visit our website. We've got two. One is hairradio.com. That's spelled HAIRadio.com with one R. So there you can...